Representative Olson moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments. Do not concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1136 and that no committee be appointed.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill has been substantially changed both by the House and by the Senate. I think it's not going to achieve its original purpose, and I would ask the body to simply put this matter to rest for this year. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move a substitute motion that we concur in the Senate amendments.
Second. Substitute motion on concurrence. Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I will be brief. First of all, I think we should just explain that the amendment that the Senate put on was on page 2. It adds a new section 3 that says the state treasurer and state auditor shall approve local drug buy accounts at the request of the attorney general. This bill has been a hoghouse bill, and it has been changed, I think, from the original legislation which is introduced, but I think it's important that it be passed into law because I think it clarifies the situation that we've been dealing with, at least in the newspapers, for about the last year. And it basically says two things. One, that a local bank account needs to be authorized by the state auditor and the state treasurer for it to be an official account of the state. And secondly, it clarifies that neither the state auditor nor the state treasurer may be a signatory on that account. Now, we all know that the current state treasurer feels that he's had some problems finding out about accounts that exist in the state of South Dakota, although as we get into that and carefully investigate this issue, we find that his concerns, in my opinion, simply aren't justified. At one time, he was running around saying that there were over 50 accounts in a local peer bank that were state of South Dakota accounts that he had no knowledge of. Yet further investigation simply revealed that these were accounts that had South Dakota in the name of them and were not the property or the monies of the state of South Dakota at all. This is an issue that I would agree with one thing on with Representative Olson. It's time to put behind us, and it's time to go on with the people's business. I believe that the bill that we passed and that the Senate improved upon is a good bill, that it answers the question, and is worthy of concurrence. So I would urge your support for House Bill 1136.
Further remarks on the substitute motion. Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We've already had a good debate on this issue when it came through the first time. But I just want to point out a couple of things. First of all, the reason that the treasurer knows about these accounts is because, frankly, he's had to do some detective work. And I suggest that that really is not appropriate, that in fact what should happen is the treasurer and the auditor should be signatories on these accounts because the banks will not, and properly so, give information about the accounts unless the treasurer is a signatory on that account. The way the bill stands now, all the treasurer gets is a quarterly statement. Doesn't say where the money was expended, doesn't say for what purpose the money was expended, and this bill certainly does not do what it originally did. I would urge you to oppose the Peterson motion and then support the original motion. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Peterson substitute motion to concur. Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives, therefore, is the Representative Bill Peterson motion that the House do concurrence, Senate amendments to House Bill 1136. Those in favor of that substitute motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Derby, Knold, and Marshall. Representatives Derby and Knold. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote, please.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 46, nays 20, absent 2, excused 2.
The Peterson substitute motion that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1136, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed.